Hi there, it is week 8 of 52 weeks of inspiration. I don't know if you have seen this across your social media feed, because one thing we know by now is that the algorithm feeds you whatever it thinks that you need in your life. But across my feed, I have been watching some monks that are in the United States that have been on a walk for peace. And I've seen these monks as they've been walking through each town. Sometimes in warm places, sometimes in snow and wind and blistering cold. And each time it's a video of them walking. And the town comes out, the sheriffs are there, or the police departments to escort them as they move through the counties and as they move through the cities. And one might ask, how is this walk that these monks are doing going to change anything? And I think oftentimes we're taught that change has to be loud to matter. Gandhi said, "In a gentle way, you shake the world." Right now, gentleness is radical, because what we see is the very opposite of gentleness. Choosing calm and compassion and integrity in a very reactive world is actually shifting more than you ever could. And so when people ask me, well, what difference will it make if I choose to develop my intuition? What difference will it make if I start praying, or if I start meditating, or if I start healing? It will make a huge difference, because you can't pour from an empty cup. And it was Martin Luther King who said, "You do not have to see the whole staircase. You just have to take the first step." And a lot of people right now feel frozen because they want certainty before they move or before they do anything. But history reminds us that clarity can sometimes come after action. Taking care of yourself, healing is essential right now in the world. This is a world that is really asking us to rebuild. And breakdowns aren't always endings. Sometimes they clear away what wasn't strong enough to support us. And that's what I think might be happening right now. So this is your reminder today to pray, to meditate, to light a candle, to push peace out into the world, to be kind to someone today, to heal, to forgive, and maybe to go on your own walk for peace, one step at a time. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.